This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. In the last episode of Minding Your Manners, we discussed some easy ways to improve your day. You know, it's interesting, the Bible speaks eloquently and often about how we should prepare ourselves and the fact that preparation is important. Let me just give you a couple of verses here that talk about the necessity of preparing our hearts, our minds for the Lord. Ezra 7 and verse number 10, of course, is the first one that comes to our minds, at least to mine. He says, "For Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." The psalmist would say in Psalm 57 in verse number 7, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." The idea of being fixed is he is established in his preparation. He has prepared, and that's where he's going to stay. Now, let me show you what happens to individuals who do not prepare. 2 Chronicles 12 and verse number 14, the Bible says he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Now, in each of these cases, we're talking about individuals seeking the Lord. I want to talk to you today about items that can make your day go a little bit easier in seeking the Lord. Proper preparation made Ezra a better priest. Proper preparation will make you a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better mother, a better son, a better daughter, a better student in all of your capacities. So you've probably experienced, like most people, the hustle and bustle, the rush and the hurriedness of trying to get ready for the day. Last week in our episode, we spoke of three things that will make your day go a whole lot better. That you prepare your things the night beforehand. That you make a list of things that you need to do the next day and you prioritize them and get them ready for the next day. Now, the third thing we talked about was waking up 15 minutes earlier. Oh, I know that's a difficult one, but it is a necessity. Now, let me tell you a couple other things. Now, I'm not talking about your homework. I'm not talking about what mom and dad tell you to do. But there are times in which you have to learn to say no. Oh, let's go over here and let's play on this game or that game, no, I can't do that today. Oh, let's go over here and take our bikes and ride on these heels. No, I can't do that today. Sometimes you have to know when to say no. See, you can't do everything. When you say yes to everyone, you will leave yourself trapped with very little time to get what needs to get done. But by saying no, you will have more time to focus on your present obligations and your important priorities. So learn when and learn to say no to things that can wait till tomorrow. Let me remind you of one other thing, and then the lesson will be yours. Make your bed every morning. Oh, now, listen, what does that have to do with it? You know, you've been talking to my mom, right? No, not only can making your bed create a calmer environment, it can help you feel productive and organized. Let me tell you, I heard a Navy SEAL one time, a guy who trained Navy SEALs, and he said the first thing, this was a graduating class of Navy SEALs, he says the first thing that you learn in being a Navy SEAL is you learn to make your bed. If you want to be productive in life, then start out the day by making your bed. And during the day, learn when no is an appropriate answer. My friends, I hope that you have a great day and that you will learn to mind your manners.